Jack Carter has been elected to the sheriff's office 9 times and has helped keep Rowan County a safe place to live in during each term. Carter's enthusiasm for law enforcement began at an early age.
My father was sheriff of this county back in the 40s, and I can remember as a young man, as just a child, he'd be out working all night, and people were always coming by our house, and of course, I always had a warm spot in my heart for being sheriff. I always wanted to be sheriff, and so finally, I ran and was lucky enough to win, and I've been sheriff ever since.
Over his many years of service, Carter has built close relationships with the citizens of the county and his fellow public servants. He says that as sheriff, you get to meet and talk with people every day, and he's enjoyed being in a position where he can do good for his community.
And I think you really feel that you have an important part in your community in helping people, helping things happen, good things for our county. And I think I've been very fortunate in doing that and bringing a lot of good things into this county.
Carter describes his approach to keeping the peace as being similar to that of a sports official, saying that in most cases, if there's no harm, it should be no foul.
I think you have to understand that there's some good and bad in all of us, and I always look for the good. And I think a good talking to in a lot of cases is a lot more effective than giving them a ticket, taking them to court. And I've tried to do that. I've tried to treat people, as my dad says, always treat guys the way that you want to be treated. And that's kind of been my philosophy ever since I've been sheriff.
Now that he's retiring at the end of the year, Carter says he doesn't really have any detailed plans. He mainly hopes to spend time with his 6 grandchildren and maybe play a few rounds of golf. He says his family is very excited to be able to spend more time with him. This year, deputies Joe Klein and Donnie Hall are running for Carter's office on the Republican ticket, while Larry Joe Stevens, Matt Sparks, and Kenny Skeens are running on the Democrat side, and Edward Owens is running as an independent. When it comes to replacing him, Carter says that the people of Rowan County will make the right decision.
Well, I tell you, I was fortunate enough to be elected 9 times, and I would like to think that the people made a wise choice every time that they elected me, and I think that I would be a little bit maybe overstepping my boundaries if I acted, you know, in favor of somebody. I think the people certainly have the good judgment and the choice to pick a good person.
Reporting from Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Joshua Grandison.